Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes of Peter,
the age of freedom has come. Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your host, Brother Elohim. Welcome to the Elohim Radio Sunday. The age of freedom has come, but like it says on the national, that's on national anthem, it says, until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. They ain't going to just let you have it or walk into it. You have to work for it. You got to put out some effort to get your freedom, okay? Now, we have a pretty interesting show for you today. We're going to talk about love. What is law? How to break the law, part two. And what is the tree of life? Boy, that's one that we need to talk about, that tree of life, right? So let's just talk about love for a minute. We're just going to touch on it just for a minute because we have a whole lot to go over. I'm thinking about increasing the show to 2 hours instead of 1 hour because there's so much information that I would like to share with you, but like I say on every show, love is an act that makes others feel good. And if you haven't done something to make somebody feel good today, you haven't been acting out of love, okay? The heart does have a neural network that communicates with the brain, and it gives off hormones. that makes you feel a certain way about people. So if somebody does something that you don't like, or somebody does something that makes you feel good, those hormones kick in when you meet the person and when you see the person, you know? And that causes you to have a negative or positive response to the person when you first see them, okay? Now, we're not going to actually get into love today, but we're going to... So we're going to skip through to, we're going to go right into this law thing, because a lot of people talk about the law, but they don't understand how it actually works in a relationship. They talk about natural law, but when they break natural law down, you don't really understand it no more than you did before, okay? So let's deal with what is law. Now, I try not to use academic English, because academic English speaks a lot in abstracts. You talk to people that use a lot of academic English, after they talk, and you say, in other words, they have to break it down, because there's so many different definitions for each word in this language. So people that are using academic English, you'll always hear them say, in other words, this, this, that, and the other, you know, because they have to clarify what they mean, because of the abstract nature of academic English. That's designed so that the ones that are learning can get out of things that they say, they conduct, they can put a spin on it, you know, make it go one way or the other. And if you listen to this election, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, what is law? Law is the measurement of energy in motion. How can that be law? Law is related to mathematics, okay? Whenever you're talking about law, you're definitely talking about mathematics, okay? In motion is you exercising your free will. Now, you have the right to put energy in motion, okay? We're going to get into that a little bit more after I go through what how we deal with law and how we think. See, we're talking about a thought process. Everything comes down to the way you think about something. Is it right or is it wrong? No. It's just your thought process that's going to bring you to your end game. Where are you trying to go? What are you trying to do? And will the thoughts that you have right now bring you to that conclusion? That's what we're going through. That's why we tell everybody that calls in, and if they want to say anything about religion or whatever, we don't debate. We don't debate the topics. Because where they live at is where they live at, and where you live at is where you should be at. It's not my job when coming from me to change your mind about where you live at, unless I have a hidden agenda, okay? Now, just think about it. We're going to go over just a little bit, because it's kind of tricky when you stop and think about law, okay? Because there's so many different thought processes out there about the law. Now, when you play with a ball, when you play ball with a child, the child throws the ball, or you throw the ball to the child. The child throws the ball back to you, okay? As God, you have the right to put energy in motion. You rolling the ball to the child is putting energy in motion, okay? You didn't do no calculation. You didn't figure out anything. You didn't have to think about it. You just rolled the ball to the child. The child gets the ball, child will roll it back to you. The child didn't calculate the barometric pressure, how many pounds per square inch is on the air, how much thrust she had to push to make it go through the air, all that. No, the child didn't go through that, because as God, the child just did it. I'm saying she, but the child just put the energy in motion. Now, if the child's not there and you roll the ball come back, and you want to figure out, now, wait a minute, let this ball come back to me. So this is where you evoke the law. So you know that energy and motion is law. And to understand energy and motion, you need mathematics. Mathematics and law go together, okay? So when the ball comes back to you, based on how hard the ball hit you when you was trying to stop it, how much pressure or force was on the ball, that will determine how much speed was placed on the ball, what came to you, and how the distance that the ball had to travel to impact you at that speed. Now you have to deal with the angle of the ball, the angle of the ball, where it came from, how did it come from, exactly, was it at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, was it 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, what angle did the ball come at you? You know, I'm dealing with a circle, okay? So once you go through all those calculations, you can figure out, oh, the ball came from just over here, and you know exactly where the ball came from. The entire universe, okay, is energy and motion. So how can you determine, right, the speed of the sun, the angle of this and the angle of that? You have to use mathematics to determine, to understand energy and motion, okay? Now, all gods have the right to put energy in motion. This is where we get confused, okay? Every flesh-bearing spirit, let me say it this way, everything in the animal kingdom, okay, has the right to put energy in motion. Everything in the animal kingdom, based on the thought processes they have given us going to school, that's why I'm using these particular words, everything in the animal kingdom has the right to put energy in motion. Even the cat, the rat, they have the right to put energy in motion. Now, when you put energy in motion and someone blocks that energy in motion is your law, okay? Because you have calculated, you have done your figures, you're trying to do a certain thing with that energy, and if anybody blocks that energy, they're literally breaking your law, okay? the 1%. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing. This is part two. The 1% have put energy in motion. Okay? Now, they have put things in process to protect their energy in motion. To make this a little clearer, when the Europeans came to this continent, there were people here that had energy in motion. They came here because they were following a book that you call the Bible, and the Bible said they're supposed to dominate every living thing on the earth. That's what it says. So they trying to keep themselves in the position to not be dominated. Those that follow the book make sure that they have enough power and strength so that nobody can dominate them, because it says if you're here, you have to be in a position to dominate. If you're not in a position to dominate, you're going to be dominated. So they came here and put their energy in motion. Now, you had energy in motion. They had energy in motion. What happened? Their energy in motion blocked your energy in motion. So you had to fight back because they were breaking your law. Whoever puts the energy in motion, that's their law. And when you put energy in motion, that's your law that you have put in motion. Anybody that blocked that energy is breaking your law. Now, it's up to you what you're going to do about it. Now, if you don't have the power to dominate, like it says in the book, called the Bible, if you're not setting yourself up to dominate, when somebody else put energy in motion, they will dominate you because you don't have the will, you don't have the strength, you don't have the military might to protect the energy that you put in motion. Okay, that's what's happening all over the planet. When they came here, when the Europeans came to this continent, think about it. We had put the book down. We stopped using the book. They didn't start gaining the kind of power that they gained until they began using the book. They used the book to dominate a global empire. And they have convinced you through these nonsensical stories of the translators and the way the ministers start teaching you the book that you don't need the book no more. You know, but the book has ciphers in it that help you understand everything. And most of those ciphers are coming through Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. This is why the church wanted Jesus dead, and the government wanted Jesus dead. Everybody wanted Jesus dead. Why? Okay. If they wanted him dead back then, how come government don't want him dead now? Because they're not giving you the ciphers to help you understand what's in the book. Now, the way I'm explaining energy the way I'm explaining the law or the measurement of energy in motion is it's what the ciphers is coming out of the ciphers that's in the book. Okay, this is where I'm getting the information from. Once you begin to understand the ciphers and how to user ciphers to decode the book. There's a wealth of information at the end for Wilder's Dreams. The people with the book did the conquering. The people without the book got conquered. That should tell you something right there. So something is wrong with the way that the that they're giving you the book. Now, the whenever you're functioning under somebody else's law, see, the 1% put energy in motion. So now you don't have the strength to block their energy in motion to put your energy in motion. So you have to function within within the energy that they're putting out. You want a job, you got to go through them. You want to use the bank, you got to go through them. You want to travel, you got to go through the 1%. Everything that you do in the confines of their law, their energy that they have put in motion, you have to go through them. They set up laws and codes and statutes so that you don't interfere with the energy that they have put in motion. And if you interfere with the energy in motion, they're coming. They're coming. If it's a small violation of the energy that they put in motion, they'll give you a fine, lock you up a little bit, and once you pay the fine and get out of jail, you know not to do that no more, because when they send a SWAT team, you don't have enough to protect yourself from them. Okay, they know what the book is saying. The book's saying you have to put yourself in a position to dominate, or you will be dominated. Okay. We put the book down. Now we're beginning to pick the book back up, because we're beginning to understand that this ciphers was given to us by our ancestors to make sure that we didn't fall into the traps that they fell into and why they lost so much, okay? And so if you, you know, let's think about this just a little bit further, okay? Let's say you want to buy a house, okay? So you put your energy in motion, you go to work, you're saving your money, you're building up, you want to buy a house in about 3 years, all right? You after you get just about when you're ready to go buy the house, okay, somebody's going to tip the robber off that you got the money in the house. Ahead, so the robber put energy in motion to come in to take your money, which is the energy that you put in motion to buy your house. So the robber is going to block your energy in motion. Now, when the robber comes in, are you in a position to dominate? If you're not, you're going to take what you have and roll out. If you're in the position to dominate, if you're thinking like that, I have to be in a position to dominate. If you're thinking like that, you're prepared for this robber. And when he comes in, he's in a world of hurt because you're ready for him. You're not going to allow anybody to block the energy that you put in motion. This is why some people are arming and buying guns, and some people are getting 911 phone number. You know, the people that are following the book, they're arming themselves. They're buying guns, machine guns, whatever they can get their hands on, they're buying it. And they're blocking anything that says that they cannot do that. They fight, they block, they argue, they cuss, whatever they have to do to make sure that that happens. So these are people that are reading the book. We call them conservatives, but all of them following the book because somebody is teaching them how to read the book. This is what these messages is all about. These messages are designed to help you understand the ciphers that's in the book so that you can better understand how to do what you have to do. Now, you have the right, as God, to put energy in motion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has the right to put it in GM motion. That's why the founding fathers, when they set up the Constitution, well, when they stole the Constitution, they didn't actually set it up, but we're talking about their story. So when the Constitution was set up, they said you have the right to travel because nobody's supposed to be interfering with your right to travel. Now, that travel is actually a much bigger word once you understand the cipher. If you're on a journey, you're traveling. If you're building something, that's energy in motion, you're traveling. You see, it goes a lot further than just riding up and down the highway. If you're trying to build a nation, that's energy in motion, you're traveling. See, and nobody has the right to block that. And when they do block that, they are breaking your law. And when they break your law, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to keep your energy in motion? Okay? Now, every animal, every insect, they're all gods because God has a right. Well, let me say it this way. God can put energy in motion. Okay, only the plant kingdom don't put energy in motion. The tree don't go and attack the flower. Okay, the flower don't get up and run around and attack the bush. See, so they're not putting energy in motion. They're absorbing the energy that's in motion. But all gods have the right, all gods can put energy in motion. And one god will respect the right of another god to put energy in motion. But now, this is where it gets a little tricky, okay? In the Bible, it tells you not to eat flesh, okay? And they're calling flesh meat to trick you up. I went to that with my grandson the other day, meat and flesh, you know? They're flipping the script so that you don't understand the ciphers when they come, so that you don't understand what's going on, okay? Law is energy. And it's a measurement of energy in motion. And you have the right as God to put energy in motion. Well, what makes you God, you know? That's what makes you God, okay? You can put energy in motion and you can develop the mechanisms to protect your energy on its journey. Because the Bible told you to dominate. You have to put yourself in the position to dominate or you will be dominated. That's how it goes. The rat puts energy in motion to grab the cheese. The cat put energy in motion to grab the rat. Who's going to win the argument? The cat, because the cat have more power than the rat. So what does the rat do? The rat knows that he can't beat the cat. So the rat has to work within the confines of the energy that the cat's put in motion. So he'll wait for the cat if they know the cat can't catch him. He doesn't measure the cat's speed. You know, the cat can't run but so fast. So he'll wait for the cat to get a certain distance. He'll jump out and give it a guy to get and run back to his hiding place. So he's working within the confines of the energy that's in motion for the cat. And this is what you're doing in this structure, in this government. You're working under the confines of the energy that the 1% has put in motion. This is why they need tanks and bombs and planes and everything to protect the energy that they put in motion. They're not going to let you block that energy. They will kill you, poison you, your family, everything else. They will not allow anything, because anything that can block the energy that they put in motion, okay, can dominate them. They know that the Bible said they're supposed to dominate. They keep themselves in the position to dominate. That's what they do. Now, if you're measuring, now they have put things in motion where they say this process at a certain amount of time, November the 8th or November the 9th, whatever day it is, we're going to elect the president. Everybody's going to go and vote. This process, the 1% put in motion. You try to block that process, they're going to come after you. Whatever they have to do to make sure that energy that they put in motion so that the vote can take place on the 9th, is not blocked, okay? That's their law, and they have rules and statutes and codes set up to deal with you if you break their law. It's not your law, see? You're working under their energy, so you have to, like the rat, you have to confine yourself to the energy that they put in motion because the rat can't beat the cat, you see? You don't have the power to knock these people off. So you got to function under the confines of the energy. So you do this, you go to work, you make sure you don't go past the speed limit, and you make sure you don't do this and you don't do that because you don't go into the bank and rob them of their money because that's their energy that they put in motion. They have guards and everything to protect the energy that they're putting in motion, okay? Now, that's why in the Bible, I'll say this again, you were told not to eat flesh because you're eating lesser gods. you have greater gods and lesser gods. What do you think they meant by that? You know, you think they have great people and lesser people? No. You're all extensions of Source, so you all have the same power, the power to put energy in motion. But Sun knows what they have to do to protect the energy, and some knows, and some don't. The ones that do know what they have to do to protect the energy, they get ready. I mean, they get ready on a daily basis. These guys are getting ready. Now, just to go back to this point again, remember the indigenous people of the Americas, I'm saying Americas, put down the book, and the European picked up the book. Who do you think won the argument? Who's in control? You understand what I'm saying? You're throwing the book away. They're trying to get the book as fast as they can, and they listen to everybody that's talking about the book because they're looking for the guys that know the cipher. You see them saying? And, you know, it's dangerous out here for guys that know the cipher that's putting the message out so that they can understand what the 1% is doing and how to protect yourself and why they're doing what they're doing. See? This is the message that you need to know. You need to know how they're doing it, where they're getting information from, and why they're doing it. You think that these guys just come out this little island over there, whatever they call it, came into the mainland, and all of a sudden they become wise and great? No. They stole your information. Where did you put your information? You put your information in pure form on tablets and scrolls. They found these scrolls. And once they found these scrolls and they started deciphering these scrolls, they said, oh, man, no wonder these guys weren't able to be conquered over hundreds of thousands of years because they had proper ciphers to determine how energy flows. That's what this is all about. It's all about how energy flows and how you deal with the law of energy, that energy in motion. That's what it's all about. When you have a child, what do you think the child is? The child is your energy in motion, okay? I'm telling you. Now, that brings us to the next point, okay? That brings us to the point of what is the tree of life? Okay. Now, we're talking about Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. Why did they say his fruit? You see what I'm saying? That's what made it a cipher. The tree of life is your children. The scholars got you running around looking all over the doggone place, and the answers are right in front of you, but you don't know how to use the ciphers that are in the book. Yahshua ben Medero, who you call Jesus, dropped the ciphers, okay? The first Europeans that came here, right, with the book, they knew the ciphers, and it was forbidden for them to teach you how to read the book. It was penalty of death by law to teach you how to read the book. It wasn't so much reading the book. It was the cipher that they didn't want you to get, you see? So now if you have everlasting life from eating from the tree of life, think about this. What are you consuming that your children have produced? Think about that. Consuming that your children have produced. If your children aren't producing anything that you can consume, how is the energy that you put in motion going to continue? What would happen if we had no children? There's no fruit. If there's no fruit, there's no seed. All the human life stops. See? So the tree of life is your children, and your energy, your children, is your energy that you put in motion. Now, what laws and rules have you set up? What power militarily have you set up to protect your children, to protect your law? The children are your law that you put in motion. How are you protecting them? What are you doing to secure these children? And what have you taught them to produce to feed you that you can consume off? Nothing. Think about what's going on. Once you are familiar with how to use law, okay, then you're familiar with how everything functions in its own natural state. You're in your natural state, there's no power on earth greater than what you see in your mirror, in your natural state. But you have to be in your natural mind, which is taking the thought processes, living in a thought process that's going to get you to your end game. The only end game that the 1% wants you to deal with is working your 20, retiring, getting your gold watch. That's what they want you to do. That function, that end game, functions in the confines of the energy that they have put in motion. All right? You're putting energy in motion. I don't have a clue what you're doing. Okay? And they say, well, I never talk about homosexuality because it really doesn't exist. I'm just going to go through this for a second because I don't really spend no time on that, because we're half men and half women. Chromosomally, we're half female, half male. So there's no homosexual thing going on here, okay? Now, we're all gods. Considering gods can do whatever they want, so why is it against the law for a man to get with a man? Your sperm is energy in motion. And if you put it in a waste track, you're breaking your own law. That's why it's against the law, because you're blocking your own energy in motion, okay? Now, all the other stuff is cultural diversity, cultural things, you know? Who decided that the man had to wear a dress and the woman, and that the woman had to wear a dress and the man had to wear pants? Who decided that men should make more than women? Who decided what a man's role is and what a female's role is? Who's making these decisions? All this is cultural. See what I'm saying? Cultural, not biblical. Biblical is when you block energy from going in motion. Men getting with men break the law because they're blocking the energy from going in motion. That energy is supposed to go into the female to make a tree of life so that that tree can produce something to sustain you. Who you think will take care of you when you walk around on a wheelchair and can't do anything? You ain't got no children. You got to depend on outsiders. But if you got a host of children, you got plenty of people around you that love you, that will take care of you, look out for you. Your children are the tree of life, okay? I just want to throw that in there just for a minute. I don't spend too much time on that particular topic, you know, dealing with that, because it's more cultural than anything else as far as the behavior. See what I'm saying? So this behavior of wanting and breaking the law, okay, it's cultural, all right? Sure, some people born have been females in their past lives. Some men have been females in their past lives. Some females have been men in their past lives, okay? That has nothing to do with putting your energy in motion. If you block your energy from going into motion, you're literally breaking your law, not my law. See, because I'm going to put my energy in the right place. And my energy is going to go into motion. I'm going to make a whole bunch of trees. So when I get old, I got people to take care of me. They're going to do things where I can eat off the tree of life. So as long as the children are coming and keep growing and growing through generation to generation, life continues. That's the tree of life. When the children stop coming, anything that you're doing that's blocking the children from coming in, you're committing a terrible crime. You're breaking your law so bad, and some people never recover. Some people, when they die out, that's it. There's nothing following them. They have not produced trees of life to continue in the mindset and the patterns that they want them to have. You know, that's awful. That's terrible. But it's done that way because they are distracting you with all the nonsense. They're distracting you with all of this crap. There's no such thing. It's homosexuality because you're half male and half female, okay? The only thing that you're doing naturally is breaking your law. You're breaking your law. That's the only crime you're committing naturally. If a guy want to pull on a dress, hey, who say he can't wear a dress, you know? Who made up this stuff, you know? You go into certain tribes and certain places based on the culture, they ain't wearing no clothes at all, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, in Egypt, they wore a little skirt. The Irish call it a kilt or whatever they call it. But they wore the little skirts. The men wore the little skirts. You see what I'm saying? Everything depends on culture when you get into that type of situation, okay? Now, when you're dealing with the children and what you're going to pass on to the little ones, you have to think, what is my end game? Now, we're back to that. What is my end game? See what I'm saying? If you don't have a proper end game, naturally, you're not going to have nothing to lead to the children. Because once you end, that's it. That's the end of it. There's no game involved, you know? I went a little overboard again. Went into something I didn't really want to go into, but I just went there anyway. This will be my thoughts on it, okay? Now, what I'm going to do is, we have a hand up right quick. Whenever hands that come up, I like to do that right away because then if I get away from where their thought process is, then we're too far off topic and then I have to back up. So let's go to 5298. 5298, you're on the air. You have a comment or a statement?
Yeah, peace, Brother Elohim. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Ken. How you doing there, my brother?
How you doing there, brother? Once again, you're dropping jewels, as usual. That's heavy what you just dropped right there. Also, when you're talking about emulating the feminine energy, your core system, your government system, they also emulate those women wearing dresses. That's what the judges wear robes, and then over in Great Britain and Europe, they still wear the wig and the robe. That's emulating the woman because, you know, that feminine energy was your first government down here on the matriarchal system. So you were dropping jewels right there, my brother.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the thoughts, and I want to thank you so much. It's Brother Will I Am, and we're getting ready to do the commercial right now. So, if any commercial, I don't know what you're talking about today. So, if you want to tell the listeners a little bit about what you're talking about and what's going to be your topic for today, when you come on, you can go right ahead and do that.
Okay. Thank you, brother. This is Brother Will I Am. Come on. Right after Brother Elohim. Today's show that I will be speaking about is the brain, the mind, and the balance. And that's going to be the topic of the show today. And this is going to be very deep as usual. And it's some of the things that Brother Elohim is talking about goes right into what that topic is. My class is going to be today, so it's just like the rhythm of this flowing as one. So, thank you, Brother Elohim, for letting me put that plug out there.
All right, you're quite welcome. Okay, thank you so much for your comments. Now we're going to go right into the commercial here. I'm going to be as brief as possible. And you say you take too long on a commercial, man. But you got to remember when these brothers and sisters are putting these messages out. They're putting their life on the line because the 1% do not want you to hear what they have to say. And there will come a time when if they start getting enough followers and people listen to them, 1% will come after them, you know, and they're ready for that, you know. They're talking the talk, and they're ready to walk the walk, you know. This is the Elohim Radio Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. for the record time. I'll call the number 646-564-9888. Press 1 if you want to have a comment or a shout out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. You can give the name and address and phone number of your company for people who are in the same thought process that you are into. Remember, when you make a comment, we will not debate the Bible, the book, we won't debate anything. We'll allow you to give your thought process so people can know where you live at, and if they want to talk to you based on other people that think the way you think. And if they want to talk to you about your thought process and y'all want to communicate, then y'all can do that, okay? we have released a gospel CD called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming CD. The link is CD Baby/CD / Elohim Christ 2, that's the number 2. So check it out. We ask ourselves when Jesus comes back, where is Jesus coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping, the child you keep, might just be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. So don't take chances. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And a lot of times, sometimes the baby don't come all the way through. That's okay, too, because the child picks you. And the child might decide, well, I don't think I want to come in right now. Maybe I'll come back a little later. So all you have is flesh and no conscious energy. And it's, most of the time, it's not the sister's fault. The child just decide, hey, I ain't coming. I don't want these people to be my parents today. So maybe I'll pick somebody else. Okay. So, but you brothers, when your sisters come in, you make sure when these babies sisters are pregnant, make sure you stick by them. And give them lots of love. You know what we say about love, right? Okay. Now, don't forget to check out my book, Joy of the Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Comes. For more information on that, on my book, you can call TCCA at 215-294-0223 from 9 to 5. The Will I Am show comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. Your calling number is 218-632-0460. The PIN number is 726-476-87. You heard of me. I heard of you loud yourself. He talked about the brain and the mind. A lot of us think the brain and the mind is the same thing, but he got information on you on that one. So we're going to really look forward to hearing what he has to say about that. I'd like to give a shout-out to Hodge Butler for his Black History book, The Locks Crowd. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. For instance, the European didn't name America. It was already called the Americas when they got here, okay? And it was a global network set up. Montezuma came here with a freight of ships, okay? He came here with an armada to help set all of this stuff up. So read his book and you'll find out a little more about that, okay? And Christopher Columbus didn't discover the country. He found a foothold, a soft spot, where he can come in and conquer. That's why they liked him so much. They just flipped the script so that you don't actually know what's happening. They were conquerors, and they were looking for a foothold because they got their butt kicked about four or five times trying to get here. Read about Toussaint Louverture Overture and Haiti and the Mexicans and all that, and, you know, you'll find a little more about what's going on. Now, the Legacy of the Nation show, hosted by Brother Mackinson, it comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. And so you can always get some tidbits that can help you out. And hear something that you haven't heard before on all these shows that I'm mentioning. That's why I mention them, because they do a pretty good job. Their number is 347-677-1533. And if you can't get in, as they say, the number's full, just call 319-527-6199, and that'll get you right to the show, okay? Because I think the Block Talk Radio changed some things around or something, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get to our website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's WNOM.com. NikkiLoveWunam, in case you don't know how to spell Wunam. I didn't know how to spell it at first. We also have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178, 53rd Gerard, Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses. The doctors are killing us. And the nurses got bad attitudes. I mean, it's just awful out there. And I just want to drop this. The third leading cause of death in America are the doctors. The doctors themselves are killing more people than a heart attack. And where I get this information from, the American Heart Association put it out. If you don't believe me, go and Google it up, and they'll give you the same information, okay? So, physician, hear yourself. Also want to give a shout-out to Dr. Sadie, whom they knocked off. You know, you didn't die from the pneumonia. Pneumonia is all mucus. He's on a mucus diet. He could have froze to death. Ain't no one in the world he could die from in the morning. So I just want to put that out there. That's my thoughts on that, okay? It's headed by Vasima Muhammad. The caller number is 215-796-0366. You can get in touch with her and find out more about the Black Cross Nurses. I also like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. I want to yell at him for a minute. He's an old married man now. He got married a couple of weeks ago. I want to congratulate him and assist on that. That's RBG Industries, 1920 LLC. He makes design clothes, buttons, and some of the stuff he made for the wedding was absolutely fantastic. I loved every minute of it. And he makes flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or something like that, there, you can just call 609-638-5828. And I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Stork, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby and then type in Yesterday's Child or call Thomas Stork. For more information, 267-259-4077. I also like to give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. They have just released their new CD called Reflections. For more information on the album and how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me, and I know it'll be a treat for you. So treat yourself and go check them out. And I would be dismissed if I wouldn't give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Dale, his number is 631-561-3860. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these guys, I used to say you deserve to be sick, but I'm not going to say that. Nobody deserves to be sick. So give them a call. Don't worry. And just be happy, okay? Now, these guys, Dr. Paul and Dr. Bill, they put a lot of time in, and they know a lot. And since Dr. Paul has a class on Friday, so give these guys a call if you have any kind of pains or illness or whatever you have, man. You know, don't keep running down there to the European. They're not curers. Okay, they're treaters. They treat your illness, but they're not much on curing because they work for the pharmaceutical industry. I just want to drop that out there. Okay, you got to remember they are practicing medicine. Always check the words out. That's what we always tell us, to check these words out when they say practicing. You know, they're practicing. You know? So if you want healers, you have to kind of do your own research. Start looking around for different cures stuff because there's cures everywhere. People are telling you. They got all kinds of stuff on YouTube. Just go to YouTube. And they got all kinds of cures and remedies that you can try, you know, if you have the different diseases and stuff. Now, Dr. Sadie, you can touch with him. This guy cured AIDS, cancer, all that good stuff. That's why they want him out the way. But that's a billion-dollar industry. You know what I mean? And that's why they wanted him knocked off. Now, they have knocked off close to 9 of our naturopathic doctors. I'm saying they're knocking them off. You know? You know what I'm talking about. So when these guys, these naturopathic healers out there, they're risking their lives as well. Bring you correct information to help you out so that you can live a longer life. The natural lifespan, I know a lot of people disagree with this, but I'm just going to say it anyway. The natural lifespan of the human being is over 900 years. Oh, my God, we can't live that long. Well, we haven't done it yet. But in our history books, in our books, they're telling us that we have done it and that we can do it, okay? We can live without food. There's plenty of substance in the air that we can breathe. They got a naturopathic institute, Bessarian Institute out in California. They can help you out, but they done got a little famous now, so it costs a little bit of money to get down. They want $10,000 to go down there and set up. I mean, we got $10,000 to go down there and learn how to effectively breathe the substance in when you can literally practice it yourself by breathing into your nose out through your mouth. But you have to think in terms of eating. Put a grain of rice in your mouth when you do this, and it will help you think in terms of eating, and you can consume. Now, we naturally consume the substance, plant substance, automatically. But if you want to consume enough to sustain yourself, then you have to consciously breathe in to get this plant substance. And you'll find that you won't want to eat as much, and you won't be as hungry during the day, and you won't have to be eating them so-called snacks in the middle of your meal, which is food, all your substance, but they're not really food. You're being conditioned, okay? Oh, boy. There it is. I get the run of my face. I wanted to go into a little bit about economics this week because we were supposed to do that a couple of times, but we didn't do that, okay? So, but I just want to reiterate, before I go into the economics, I want to reiterate something. Your children are the tree of life. He that eats out of the tree of life will have life everlasting. Okay? Your children are your law that you have put in motion. what are you teaching them so that they can produce stuff so that you can consume, so that you can eat? Follow what I'm saying? If your children aren't producing properly, the generations are depending on an outside source for food, clothing, shelter, security. You're supposed to be able to do that within your tribe. I'm saying tribe, not family. Drop something else. Mama, papa, baby, and the child, that's not your family. That's the extension of your tribe. Your family is the economic structure. Okay, hear me well. Your family is the economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. All right? And when I say economics, I ain't talking about your job. Your job is not economic. It's a means to get economics, but your job is not economics. Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Now, if you have somebody working and paying you rent or paying you money on a CD and radio or a book or something, you don't have economics, okay? Money can work for you. See, money can be economics. You can put your money to work where your money can make money. As long as you're not working to make the money, it's economics. But when you have to work, when you have to get up, hit that job 8-9 hours a day, it's not economic, it's a job. We don't want jobs, we want economics, okay? So reverse this process that the 1% are putting in your mind that I'm going to work 20 years and retire and get my little house in Florida. I'm going to live good, you know? Dismissing what your children, what you're teaching the children to produce, you haven't produced nothing, so your children haven't produced nothing. And so you won't have everlasting life because you will be dominated. If your children don't produce in a manner to keep them from being dominated, they show not become dominated. They become victims all over again. This is why we're still in the condition that we're in, because we don't understand, as a friend of mine say, overstand law. You have to understand law. That energy in motion is you putting law into motion. And you need mathematics to deal with that. So your children should be very, very good in mathematics. Because without mathematics, you can't understand law. And law and mathematics go together. You know what I mean? You can't have one without the other. You can't measure energy in motion if you don't know mathematics. Okay? You can put energy in motion, all right? But how do you know how much energy to put in motion? How do you know where you're going, what you're trying to do, what's your end game? This is where mathematics come in. You're putting energy in motion. Like I said earlier, if you're buying a house, see what I'm saying? You're only making X amount of dollars on a job. So how much energy, you only can put a certain amount of energy into motion to get your house. So now you have to do a measurement. How long is it going to take me to put enough energy together to purchase this house? You got to do the math. Without the math, you might be saving for the next 20 years because you don't know how much it's going to take to get the house, how much you have to put aside each month, each day, how many hours you have to work, do you have to work overtime? All this is part of dealing with your law, mathematics. Without it, without mathematics, you can't really exercise the law properly, and that's what's going on. You need mathematics to exercise that law. So when you think law, think mathematics. You think mathematics, think law, because they go together, okay? That's what's up, all right? Oh, my goodness. I'm almost out of time here. I ran myself so much. But I just want to drop economics. Just for, we only got about 5 minutes, so I just want to go through economics just a little bit, okay? Economics is somebody else working and paying you, all right? Now, if you don't have nobody working and paying you, you don't have economics. Now, the government talk about jobs, we need jobs, and that part of economic structure, sure, because the people that get jobs are working and paying the government taxes. They're working and paying the government. So your job is definitely economics for the government, but it ain't economics for you, okay, because you're working, paying somebody else out of your labor, paying somebody else out of the energy that you put in motion. See, there's the energy you put in motion. It's under the confines of the 1% energy that they put in motion, all right? This structure that you're under, the 1% put it in motion. So all the laws and everything that you're dealing with is based on what they're putting up to keep you from blocking the energy that's going in motion. You have to put energy in motion for you, for your law, law, your law, your energy and emotion is your law, and mathematics is how you measure your law, how you deal with the energy that you're putting in motion. All right? So teach your children mathematics. Now, you might say, well, we're caught in the confines of these people. Yes, you are, but there's a way to get what you want. You want that college? You don't have the money to go to college because you're kind of like poor. You're living on an underclass system. You're dirt poor. You get two jobs, Geno's and McDonald's. Both of them pay about, you make about $20,000 a year. Save half. Live off half. Okay? Stay with your parents as long as possible. Get a room if you don't have a whole lot of money. You know, just go get your room someplace for $400 or $500 a month. Okay? Save half your money. And in 2 years, you have $20,000. Don't go to the real estate to buy a house. Now, that's counterproductive unless you know the real estate guy, okay? Home foreclosures, sure, still. That's where you go to buy the property. Tax liens is a little tricky. You got to do a lot of studying to do that tax lien thing, right? But foreclosures, sure, still. They got a sure sale for $5,000 or $6,000. You can buy a 3-story house, right? Spend a little money fixing it up. You're there. No mortgage, no rent. You can rent out a room. See what I'm saying? To help pay the gas and electric, so you're living there for free. All right? So you're living for free. You're living, somebody else is working and paying you. That's what you want, you know? So this is what you need to think about as you're growing, okay? Parents, don't be in a hurry to kick your children out of the house. Okay? Let them get a chance to work those two jobs, but you have to teach them, or they'll be home playing the video games all day long and won't be making nothing. They won't have no end game. They won't be trying to do anything. You have to make the tree of life prosper. If you don't make the tree of life a good tree, the tree will be corrupt. That's what it says in Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. It says his for a reason, because the extension of your life depends on your children. If you don't teach them properly, somebody's going to take that tree of life and use it to extend their children's lives. That's what's going on right now. They're using your children to extend their children's lives. They're producing stuff so that their parents can use. And your children aren't producing anything. They in the clouds, jumping up and down, hooping and hollering, drinking the booze, yada, yada, and nothing is being produced. So when the 1% cut everything off, ain't no food in the supermarket, check things out. Things are starting to happen. Supermarkets are shutting down. Pathmark, people have worked and retired from Pathmark. Pathmark is gone. Save-A-Lot shutting down some of their stores, okay? Cousins is trying to fill in a gap, but there's something going on here. The white folks, or let me say the conservatives, okay, they're arming themselves, learning how to grow food. They're buying little bunkers. They know something is coming down the pipeline. What are you doing? Okay? Do you understand what's going on? This is what the message is all about. We want you to wake up and smell the coffee here, okay? Something is going down the pipeline. The energy that the 1% is putting in motion is their law for them. I got about 90 seconds. It's their law for them. The energy that you put in motion is your law for you. How are you going to protect that energy in motion? See? What are you going to do to teach that tree of life how to produce for you? Because if you can eat off of what your tree of life is producing, so can their children. You understand what I'm saying? And if you get it off, the children can eat off it, then their children eat off it, and you have put your tribe on the right track, okay? Remember the movie The Godfather? When the guy said, Corleone, I want to start my own family. This guy's married with 2 children. He knew that the family was the economic structure to take care of his tribe. He knew that. You didn't know that, and when they said it, it went right over your head, okay? I only got about 10 seconds here, so I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling and hanging in with me like this. And also, remember, love is an act to make others feel good. So today, show somebody some love. Make somebody feel good today, okay? Peace.